Turn off your electronic device, Barbara.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
You can make a perfectly straight line across there to exactly where you agree.
Well, it's good to see everybody. We're going to have a lot of people gone this morning. So.
We are.
Yeah. Tim and Chris are gone. Gail and Larry, their kids are here. Their daughter and their son-in-law are back from Africa. They're going to a different church this morning because the kids are going to speak there.
Who is?
Gail and Larry. Uh-oh.
Chris.
And then there's several people. Charlie and Sandy are gone. Dave and Karen were on a cruise. Anyway, so we're going to have a good time anyway. We're two or more gathered in his name. There he is, right?
Right.
So anyway, Elaine wanted prayer for her aunt, Kathy. She's having surgery at 10 o'clock, and is that Eastern time?
Yes.
Okay, so they want prayer. So we're going to start off this morning with prayer, praying for her. I've got a friend, her mother has cancer, stage 4, and they just did some surgery the other day, so we're going to pray for her. And then Marie, I think I put an email out, and then if you read it, they were going in to see Colleen, and I guess, and she fell and hurt her elbow. She tripped over something. They put those yellow, looks like those cement stud things, but they're plastic. And whatever the base is, she tripped on that, fell, and she got a hairline fracture in her elbow and all that stuff.
Fever this morning.
Yeah, a fever of 102. That's kind of concerning, So anyway, we'll start off with prayer for them. So, anybody want to volunteer? Ed, won't you lead us?
Father, we come to you this morning and our hearts are looking for answers, and we know that you are the great physician. Lord, the surgery that's going to happen here at 10 o'clock, just put your hand on the surgeon, guide him and direct him, Lord, and touch the body and heal what's not what they're missing. Maria, Lord, just be with her and comfort her, especially Jim and their trying times. And Edith with her cancer, Lord, I know that stage 4 is a scary diagnosis, but God, you can touch it and turn it into zip. And we know that that can happen. All this we ask in your name.
Amen. And keep us informed what goes on. Yeah, it'd be good to know.
We knew somebody celebrating Harvey with stage 4 cancer, and they got completely rid of it.
Wow. We had I don't know if you guys were coming here yet, but we had a lady from Trinidad or Tobago, had a tumor. How big is a grapefruit? We laid hands on her, prayed for her, and the next day she went back to the doctor, and they said it was the size of your little fingernail.
They were going to operate on her, and then when they saw that, they said... Mm-hmm.
It was the next day, right? It was the Monday, yeah. So, hey, God's in the healing business. You know, sometimes he doesn't heal, and I don't know why. I wish he healed all the time, but I guess he has his purposes.
I had faith. When I was 35, they told me I was eating up cancer and that I was not going to come out with surgery, probably. Wow. And I asked my son where he wanted to go, and I took myself on this very elaborate vacation that my insurance was going to pay for it when I died.
That's too funny.
Does that work? No, and then God let me live, and then I had to tell him what I had done. I mean,
oh, man.
But when the surgeon went in there, and I am so glad that he is the one who made the diagnosis. When he went in there, he said, "This is so bizarre." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Because I really needed to fix something in there." And he said, "And now you're going to be out of pain," but there was no cancer.
Wow.
There was none.
That's awesome.
But if he hadn't gone in there, I would have remained in pain unless God saw to fix that too. So he kind of hooked this thing up. And I really was out of pain for years. But, you know, so just don't think stage 4 means you can do anything you want, because it doesn't.
That's too funny. All right. Anybody else got something you'll share before we get started?
This is a praise report. Savannah. She went in for surgery. She had 15, the hour before the surgery, she had 15
seizures.
And the docs were elated that, you know, hey, we got 15 now, we know that this is going to happen. And we're all praying for total healing, right? They go in, they put all these probes in her to hook her up on a computer.
220.
So they want to. So she's standing up there after the surgery. She went home and came back 2 days later. She's got all these things down her. Anyway, she still hadn't had a seizure. And they got her hooked up to this machine. And the docs are waiting for her to have a seizure so they can tell where it's coming from. And I'm talking to her dad. He's at the hospital with her. I said, you hear in the background, and she's just having a ball. She said, she's never been so happy. And I said, well, what do you think about this? And he said, well, I guess you were right. When God heals, he heals it totally. I said, that's it. I said, think about the bumblebee. It can't fly. Yeah. Oh, man, but it does a great job because God nailed it already. So he's healed her totally. And they're still waiting to get a seizure so they can tell him what's wrong with her.
Wow.
And she's just, you know, it's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
That little child went from 250 seizures a day to nothing now.
That's awesome. And how old is she? Nine or ten?
7 years.
Seven.
Old. 7 years.
Yeah,
so they did surgery.
Well, they did. I don't know. My mother had a pallidotomy, so that's like almost pre-surgery. They go in and they put the probes to figure out where the seizures are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very uncomfortable. I think about that little child, but her dad said she was really happy.
But
my mother, you all gonna think I'm crazy. When my mother was having this surgery, she said to me, I don't know that I want to do this. And she had so many seizures, she couldn't sit on a chair. So, I mean, she was almost, and I said, well, Mom, if it was me, I would do it. And I'm thinking, there's no way I'm letting anybody do that to me. It was not very nice. So obviously, not only have the prayers asked for a healing and given it to her, but evidently this child doesn't mind what happened to her.
Wow.
So
praise the Lord.
Well, she had the pre-surgery where they actually put...
They drilled holes in her head.
No, they're still waiting. They drilled holes in your head.
Okay.
Yeah. And put probes in. Yeah, that was me.
Ooh.
And then I had to sit there and comfort her. And it was hard to comfort somebody with your eyes closed. But I did it. I am not a nurse. I don't have a nurse bone in my body.
This is sad. Yeah. Well, hey, thank God for our nurses.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
They
do more than the doctors, really. Yeah.
They're put together totally different.
We just get blamed for everything.
Yeah, but what would the doctors do with that, you guys?
You get blamed, yeah.
What would the doctors do without them? You guys do all the hard stuff.
You know, Bobby went to his lawyer to get the other part with the doctor because they got the hospital money, but then they wouldn't have the doctor. And the doctor's lawyer was there, not the doctor, of course. And he tried to blame the nurses for Bobby's problem.
The doctor did?
What?
Oh, my.
Wow.
And Bobby said,
Yeah.
You're the doctor. You operate on me. You're the responsible person.
Yeah.
Let's use the nurses.
He needs to think.
It's all our fault.
He needs to think Harry Truman said the buck stops here. Yeah.
Right.
Well, share with me the class what you said Bobby found out.
Oh, his, they were concerned because they didn't think his pain was normal. And so that's why one of the reasons he came, biggest reason he came back, because he wanted to stay with the same doctor. Lab work came out 100% perfect.
Cool.
He has no cancer still. And they gave him something for the pain, and they are still understand. They didn't think, you know, why he should be so much pain still, but he is. But he's fine. So he's going to try and organize his house now and try and get back. That's where we're at.
Cool. Well, he kind of thought he thought the cancer was coming back, didn't he?
He did. He said something's not right. He talked with Mari and I. He says, you know, your own body, and I don't feel something's not right. He hadn't been sleeping at all. An hour a day, 2 hours, you know, up almost 24 hours forever. And finally after the pain medicine, he's sleeping and looking forward to coming back. Yes. But I think part of it's his, he found out he didn't have a support system. But I mean, not just family, but even friends, the old friends. And he just missed all that here.
Yeah.
He really does. And he was not happy ever because he came in the middle of your situation.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, and we just did what we could update him without getting into messy. But so he doesn't know the outcome, but we talk about it every 2 weeks.
Good. Yeah, I need to call him.
So we'll update, you know.
I may try that this afternoon. Try to give him a call.
So anyway, and he had some other friends, or neighbors, and some other people to help him out, but before he moved away. So not just our class, but some other support.
Good.
I think if anything came back, I think what's on his mind is we're the ones that will be there for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's in the back of his mind, like, I'm not going to live forever.
Yeah.
And the the what ifs.
Yeah, I tell you, God's done a work in his life. It's amazing, physical and spiritual.